Stage Dramas present A Royal Romance. This week's front page drama, A Royal Romance, is a dramatization based upon a true life story entitled Became a Real Cinderella After 22 Years as a Peasant. This most amazing true romance is to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week as a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Everyone is familiar with the story of Cinderella, the household drudge who was transformed by her fairy godmother into a glamour girl with riches, beautiful clothes, and a romantic Prince Charming. We are about to enact a modern version of this Cinderella story, but this one is no fairy tale. It is true. In fact, it goes the old version one better by providing the heroine with a title and a fortune of her own besides the riches and romance furnished by the fairy godmother. Our true Cinderella story is laid in the little provincial town of Kristianstad in far-off Sweden. One spring night last year, in a corner of the spacious garden of the estate of Count Hammondson, the Count's son, Leskar, sat talking very earnestly with a beautiful young housemaid named Ingrid, who was in the employ of the Count's parents.
It's all so hopeless, Ingrid, dear. What can we do?
Nothing. Nothing. We will never be able to gain your parents' consent. And I suppose they're right. They love you and have reared and educated you to take your rightful position in a world in which your poor servant girl has no place.
But why should they drive us apart? Why can't we run away and defy them?
No, dear. While I am used to poverty and hardship and could stand it, I would never ask you to forfeit everything you've been used to. Besides, your family are powerful. They would prevent our getting employment unless we left the country.
No, Ingrid, dear, I won't. I can't give you up. Stay a while longer. Let me have another talk with my parents. I'll make them see it my way.
It's useless, dear. You've been on the verge of a family quarrel for weeks over me. I'm determined to go. Please, do as I say. Be sensible and let me go. Please, dearest.
Very well. I shall let you go home. But I won't give up trying. Remember, dearest, I love you. And I'm going to make you my wife. Goodbye for the present, Ingrid, my dearest. We'll be together again soon. I know we will. Goodbye, dearest.
Goodbye, Leskar, dear. Goodbye. I love you now and always.
Ingrid, my own little girl, Ingrid. This is a surprise.
Let's go in, Father.
Why, Ingrid, what is the matter? You have been crying. What is wrong? Why have you come home? Has something happened at the Castle Amundsen?
No. Everything's all right, Father. Please don't ask any questions now. I'm all right. I just want to go to my room.
Well, now that's funny. I've never seen my little Ingrid act like that before. There's something wrong somewhere. And old David is going to find it out. Ingrid? Ingrid?
Yes, dear.
What is wrong with my little girl? Something must be wrong to make my little Ingrid cry like that.
Now, here. Let me hold you tight close to my shoulder like I did when you were a little girl. There. That's better. Now, tell your father all the trouble.
No, Father. Nothing. I'll be all right soon.
It must be something, and very serious, too, to make cry that way. We have always been chums, Ingrid. Now, come. You never had any secrets before. Come now. Tell me what it's all about. Maybe I can help you.
No, Father. No one can help me. It's something I've got to work out for myself.
You're in love, maybe, yeah? You've had a fight with your fellow and run away, yeah? I know those things. Tell me who he is and what the trouble is, and I will fix it up.
You can't, Father. Nobody can. It's Leskar, Father. We love each other dearly and have for a long time. But he's a nobleman, and I'm nothing but a peasant. Mm. They wouldn't give their consent. Leskar wants to defy them and run away, but I knew we could never realize any happiness that way. He wouldn't give me up, so I ran away and came home.
There, little Ingrid, you must be quiet. Your father will fix everything, you see. Don't cry anymore, little girl. So, they don't think my Ingrid is good enough for their Lescar, So, we shall see whether or not you are as good as Count Amundsen and his family. Yeah, by golly, we'll show them.
Father, where are you going?
You stay here. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll show them, by George.
Several miles east of the great Hammundsen estate was the ancestral home of Countess Helga Svensson, the widow of a wealthy nobleman. And in the quiet seclusion of her library, she was holding a conference with her attorney and executor of the estate.
Perhaps it's all been my fault, Axel. I've kept myself locked up here like a hermit since her father's death in Africa. This gloomy old castle is no place to raise a modern girl.
You accuse yourself unjustly, my dear Countess. You've been all a mother should be. But your daughter, Ingrid, has never seen fit to repay your affection. She's a willful, headstrong young tyrant, a wasteful, ungrateful young woman who deserves to be punished severely.
Yes, yes, Axel. You've said that a dozen times. And strangely enough, I agreed with you. But after all, blood is thicker than water. I'm her mother. And when she gets into these awful scrapes, I've got to stand by her. She's all I have. My only child. Axel, why do you look at me like that?
You'll excuse me, Sergeant. I was only thinking
Axel,
that...
Axel, dismiss those evil thoughts from your mind. I will not permit you to bring up that subject again. It's very distasteful. I won't let myself dwell upon it.
Very well, Your Grace. But I still maintain I'm right. And one of these days, with the help of heaven, I'll prove it.
Nonsense, Axel. You've tried everything under the sun. But still you cannot prove your case. And you've one of the finest legal minds in Sweden.
But you have to admit, my dear Countess, that not only does your Ingrid bear no physical or psychological resemblance to either you or your late husband, but she does look and act like her dead nurse, Anna.
Your imagination, Axel. The dead woman, Anna, never had a child. Was never married. Your suspicions were absolutely unfounded. You found that out when you persuaded me to question Anna's sister, with a psychiatrist hidden in the room to watch her reaction.
Yes, yes, Your Grace, I'll admit I lost that little encounter. But I'm still convinced that somewhere, sometime, perhaps during that last fatal visit to Africa, and
I beg your pardon, Your Grace.
Well, what is it, Gunnar?
There is a person, Your Grace, a rather rough, crude, insistent person, begging Your Grace's pardon, who insists upon seeing you.
And who is this person, Gunnar? What's his name? Where did he come from? What does he want?
He's a tenant on Hammerton Estate, Your Grace. His name is David Olafson. He refuses to state the nature of his business, other than saying it's personal and extremely urgent.
Well, perhaps I'd better see him and get rid of him.
Certainly not. It's aroused my curiosity. I'll see him myself. Show him in, Gunnar.
In here, Your Grace?
Certainly. In here. Hurry, Gunnar. Show him in.
Very good, Your Grace.
Why do you bother yourself with such people? Probably something to do with lost livestock, stray sheep, or something equally trivial that I can settle.
Perhaps. But Gunnar's description of the man intrigued me. He's a person. A crude, insistent person. Anyone who appears here at this hour without formal mourning clothes would be crude to Gunnar. And the Lord knows anyone has to be insistent in dealing with Gunnar at any time. So I'd rather judge the person myself.
Mr. David Olafson, Your Grace.
Very well, Gunnar. Come in, Miss Olafson. That will be all, Gunnar.
Yes, very good, Your Grace.
Now, Miss Olafson, this is my lawyer, Alex Lawson. Oh, but don't let that frighten you. He's perfectly harmless. Now, have a chair.
Yes.
That's it. Now, what do you want to wish to see me about?
It's all about old Anna with your home and your Ingrid and my Ingrid, my lady.
You mean the old nurse, my good man?
Yeah. I have a confession to make, my lady. Your daughter, Ingrid, is not your child at all.
Oh.
She was old Anna with your home.
What?
Good heavens, man. Do you know what you're saying?
Yeah, my lady, I tell the truth. Old Anna told me long time ago when you go away, long way to Africa, when your husband died there.
Yes?
You leave your baby here with old Anna.
Go on.
Old Anna, she has baby too.
Ah.
But no father. She want her baby have everything, so she bring her baby here.
Here?
Take your baby away.
You hear, Countess?
Yeah, she gives the baby to me and my Greta.
Oh.
We have no children. We raise the baby. But then my Greta die. And then old Anna come keep house for me.
Yes.
5 years. And then she gets sick. And one night tell me what she do. Oh. Make me promise I never tell. My Ingrid, she be beautiful little girl. I love her very much. She love me. Both be very happy. So I do not give away old Anna's secret until today.
Now, look here. Are you telling the truth? You're not trying to get money.
No, no, sir. I tell the truth. I swear on the memory of my dead Greta.
And I believe you.
Of course.
Why did you come here now, though? After all these years?
It's like I tell you, my lady. Ingrid, she grew up. I love her like my own child, and we are very, very happy. Then my Ingrid go to work for Countess Amundsen for to be maid. She is very good, very pretty. So soon young Gletschka fall in love with my Ingrid. But Count and Countess Amundsen do not like that. Say my Ingrid be peasant, not be good for Gletschka for wife. But Gletschka, he loves my Ingrid. He wants to fight, run away, marry Ingrid. But she's a very good girl, not want to make Count and Countess and Gletschka all unhappy. So she run home, tell me, old David, her father. And then I see there is only one thing to do. Come here, tell you. And you fix everything good.
And I will. Axel, get my wraps, please.
That.
And tell Gunnar to order the car. We're going with this man to Christianstad at once.
The Countess Helga, together with her lawyer and old David, hurried to the neighboring estate, and the moment she set her eyes upon the young girl, she knew she had found her daughter. After the very touching scene of reunion, Ingrid listened to the extraordinary tale of her life. She was not poor, not a peasant's daughter, but the Countess Ingrid Svensson, with wealth and a lineage as ancient and noble as that of the Hammondsons. Young Lasker Hammondson was sent for, and the whole story was retold to him. Like the fictional story of Cinderella, this real-life drama had a romantic ending. The girl, brought up as a peasant, married the handsome young nobleman, and her mother and adopted father happily gave the bride away. You have just heard the front-page drama, A Royal Romance, a dramatization of a true life story which appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. You will find this and many other interesting articles in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the greatest of enjoyment in the many fine articles and feature fiction by the world's best writers in every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Thank you.